This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. For Her Boyfriend by Rightmark Smith. Julia wanted to make her boyfriend Jack's 21st birthday special. He had been so sweet to her on her recent 18th birthday, taking her to a beautiful restaurant she knew he couldn't afford. Julia had decided on just the thing to make him happy. Her boyfriend's favorite band was coming to town next week. A radio station in town was giving away a bunch of tickets tomorrow to those who lined up, and she was going to be sure to get a pair. Julia knew he would be thrilled. The next morning, Julia was frantic when she realized she had slept through her alarm. She had wanted to get in line by 6 a.m. to make sure she got a ticket, but it was already 7:30. The station was going to start handing out tickets at 8:30. Julia scrambled to get out of the house, throwing on a pair of shorts, a t-shirt, and her boots. As hurried down the street, she saw men turn to stare at her, even more than normal. Julia looked down and realized that her nipples were a little visible through her thin t-shirt, but she certainly had no time to go back and put on a bra. By the time she arrived in front of the station, it was already 8:10. Julia was very concerned when she saw how long the line was. She ran alongside it, feeling her boobs bouncing, as she did so, and she heard catcalls from guys in line. Julia was crushed when she realized that the line actually wrapped around the block and was twice as long as she thought. She knew there was no use going to the end. There was no way the station had that many tickets. Dejected and defeated, she walked back alongside the line, knowing she had no money even to buy some lame alternative gift. Julia's thoughts were interrupted by someone calling to her from the line.
"Hey, why so sad, honey?"
Julia looked and saw a boy her age. He was tall and skinny, and he looked her in the eye.
I wanted to get tickets, but..."
Julia's voice cracked with emotion.
Don't be upset. You can have my spot."
Julia's eyes widened and she began to smile.
"Just give me a flash of those tits under that shirt."
Julia's mouth was open as she tried to take in what the boy was proposing.
I'm not going to,"
she started.
"Come on, 5 seconds and you can have my spot and get your tickets."
Julia bit her lower lip. The suggestion was crazy, but, well, it was only 5 seconds, and she really did need to get her boyfriend something special. She looked around. Nobody in front was paying attention, but the two guys behind had clearly heard the proposal and were staring at Julia's tits, wondering if they would get to see them. "All right," she sighed, startling herself.
"Only 5 seconds, though."
The boy smirked as though he knew all along she wanted to show him her tits.
5 seconds,
he said.
"You can count them out loud after you lift up your shirt for me."
They stood in position for a while, the boy looking Julia in her eyes, Julia looking downward, conscious of the two men behind them looking at her tits. Julia built up the courage, reached down, then pulled up her shirt. She knew she had nice firm tits, but she never imagined them being admired in a situation like this. Her nipples were pink and puffy. Julia looked at the boy staring with lust and realized she hadn't started counting.
1.
The boy was still smirking, literally licking his lips as she looked at her bare breasts.
2.
She could see the men behind also staring and laughing. She started to hear a murmur in the crowd.
3.
Julia was shaking a little. She never expected 5 seconds to seem this long. She heard men gathering and cheering her on, and noticed the men behind them in line now taking pictures.
4.
The boy was telling her how nice her tits were, and how he wanted to suck them. There were more cameras now.
5.
Julia's trembling hands lowered her shirt as she finished her count. The boy laughed, and as promised moved to offer Julia his spot in line. There was still a small crowd around, presumably hoping for another show. The boy pointed at his cheek and Julia, still shaking, gratefully kissed it. As he left, Julia wondered how many pictures there were of her tits. Her thoughts and concerns about the men around her hungrily looking at her t-shirt were interrupted when the line started to move. Julia smiled to herself, knowing she had made the right decision. She thought about how happy her boyfriend would be that she got tickets. Julia put in her headphones so she wouldn't have to hear the men behind her talk about her tits, which seemed to be their focus on conversation. She hummed to herself as the line moved rather quickly and Julia was almost at the front when the line stopped. She took out her headphones to hear a radio station employee explain that they had given away all their tickets. Julia's heart sank. She had shown her tits for nothing and felt like a loser. She decided she would walk home to save the bus fare, but before she crossed the street a man stopped her.
"Hey, you're the girl who flashed her tits!"
Julia turned away, embarrassed.
"Wait, I got tickets, do you want mine?"
Julia looked up at the man. He was handsome and preppy looking in a white polo shirt.
I don't have any money."
The man smiled down at her and slowly bent forward to whisper in her ear. Julia took in his smell and for some reason it excited her.
"Perhaps if you just use those big lips of yours on me." Julia gasped a little, but the man continued whispering in her ear intimately. It won't take long. We could pop in behind the bushes in that park there down the street. Julia looked over at the bushes and twisted her foot. She had given a few blowjobs to boyfriends before. She knew Jack would be so happy if he got to see this band. She looked at the man again and judged that he was very clean. I don't know. She started. The man cut her off and took her hand. Come on, it'll be fun. Julia walked along with the man, appreciating that he took the lead. He seemed confident and rather charming, and she decided it wouldn't be that bad to quickly suck him off as long as they found a good spot. The man took her to the little park, which seemed quite quiet this early in the morning. He seemed to know just where to go as he found a spot literally inside the bushes. It was close enough that they could hear people chatting on the sidewalk, but nobody could see unless they walked right up to the bushes. Julia stepped in with him and felt his breath on her head. He reached down and tilted her head up, giving her a soft kiss on the lips. Come on now. Nobody will see. The preppy man whispered. Julia took a deep breath, then lowered herself to kneel on the ground. The twigs and stones hurt her knees a little, but she was focused. Julia unzipped the stranger's pants and pulled out his cock. She thought it looked similar to her boyfriend's, which somehow made her feel more comfortable as she wrapped her lips around it. She knew guys liked it when she looked up at them, so she did so, and he smiled back down at her. Julia realized his cock was getting bigger still, and she almost took it out before she got in the rhythm, managing to bob her head back and forth. She saw the man close his eyes and took this as a good sign. She sucked him faster. Julia tried to imagine she was sucking her boyfriend, but she was looking right up at a handsome stranger. He was actually better looking than her boyfriend, and had a thicker cock. Julia felt herself get a little wet as he stroked her hair, his eyes still closed. Finally, she felt his cock begin to throb in her mouth, then shoot come into her throat and on her tongue. She choked a little but kept sucking until he was done. Julia released the man's cock and wiped her lips with her fingers as she stood. The man zipped himself up, stepped out of the bushes and held his hand out like a gentleman to guide Julia. When Julia exited the brush, the man thanked her for an amazing blowjob and handed her a ticket. Julia looked at the paper.
But this is just one ticket?
Right. Mine, just like I promised. I have two, but the other one is my roommate's. Julia protested and the preppy man apologized for the misunderstanding. She begged for the other ticket, but the preppy man told her he'd have to call his roommate, which at her urging he did. When he connected, he explained to his roommate he had met a girl who really wanted the ticket. He says he wants to go himself. The preppy man told Julia. Julia whined to the man that she really needed to go with her boyfriend to the show for his birthday. Please, I showed you how much I wanted the ticket. The preppy man explained on the phone that the young lady he was with had just given him an amazing BJ. He listened and said to Julia. He says you can have the ticket if you come over and fuck him. Julia flushed with anger. I'm not going to. She knew she should walk away, but she felt she had gone too far to give up. The man listened to his roommate and said, he says he'll give you the ticket and a signed vinyl record he has from the band. Julia's mind raced. Which album? She finally asked. That it was her boyfriend's favorite. Julia bit her lip and thought hard about her choices. Is he clean? She asked the man. On the taxi to the man's place, Julia wondered if she was making the right choice. She knew her boyfriend would be over the moon with delight at getting the tickets and the signed album. It's the thought that counts, she told herself. Her boyfriend never needed to know the whole story. When they arrived, Julia immediately noted the strong aroma of pot. When they found the roommate, he was on the couch, smoking. He introduced himself as Ben and offered Julia a toke. Julia had only smoked a few times, but accepted gratefully. She appreciated that Ben seemed cool and in no hurry. This wouldn't be easy for her. They all took turns smoking while watching a concert video the man had been playing. Julia was feeling more at ease now. She looked over at Ben sitting on the couch beside her. He reminded her of the rich boys at her school, somehow more at ease doing nothing than anyone else was. He was cute though. Julia moved a little closer to him so her leg was touching his. Ben reached over and stroked her bare leg. Julia could feel her nipples harden and she could tell the man noticed. Finally, Ben spoke in his California surfer voice. Ben texted that you were showing those tits off to everybody. Why don't you give me a look? Julia knew she would be committing herself, but she had already decided to go through with it. She reached down and peeled her t-shirt over her head while remaining seated beside Ben. Julia was now topless in front of both of the guys and she got a little wet as she felt the stares of both men on her. Julia took another toke and spoke to fill the silence. Do you like them? She felt like an idiot for having said that, but Ben reassured her. Yeah, very nice, thanks. He proceeded to reach over and squeeze the tit closest to him, then tweak Julia's nipple. It felt nice, but Julia was now feeling awkward in front of the preppy guy who was smoking and watching. Julia decided she needed to dive in and do what she came there for. She reached over and grabbed Ben's cock through his shorts. It was already a little hard and she felt it becoming harder in her hands. Julia felt a little powerful to have this kind of effect on him. Ben smiled but made no move, so Julia moved closer and unzipped his pants, pulling out his cock. She stroked it a little. It was now at an impressive full length. Julia stroked a little more, then bent forward and put his cock into her mouth. She could already taste a little pre-cum on Ben.
Hmm. That's good.
Ben finally spoke. Fuck me now, Julia. Julia exhaled a little as Ben passed her a condom. She had only fucked on other men, but she knew this was for the best. While her boyfriend usually led, it looked like she would be doing all the work here.
Julia placed the condom on Ben, then wiggled out of her shorts so she was now completely nude in front of Ben. Julia was aware of the preppy guy in the chair behind her, knowing his eyes must be on her bare ass, but she stayed focused on Ben. Julia walked between Ben's legs, and put her hands on his shoulders as she straddled him with her legs and slowly lowered herself onto his hard cock. She moaned softly as she lifted herself up and down on him. She was able to position herself so that it felt really good, and she closed her eyes to fully experience the sensation. Ben grabbed her ass and started to push himself deeper into Julia. The nice rhythm Julia had found was lost, and the sensation was replaced by a little pain and pleasure with every push. Julia could feel he was going deeper than her boyfriend ever did. She was moaning loudly now, and Ben started to spank her ass and tell her what a slutty girl she was for fucking a stranger. Somehow this turned Julia on more. She knew she wasn't a slut, but she had certainly been very naughty today. She reminded herself that she was just being a good girlfriend. Julia let Ben lift her up and down on his cock at his will. When he finally pulled out, she thought he may have come, but instead he turned her over on the couch, slid into her, and started to fuck her from behind. Julia was now looking right at the preppy guy, and somehow she found this hot. It occurred to her that this was almost like a threesome. Julia blushed, whimpered and moaned as Ben pushed into her. She could hear the sound of his stomach slapping against her ass. She watched the preppy man whip out his cock and start to jack himself off. Ben pulled out again. Such a naughty girl. Turn around and look at me, Julia. Julia turned around and looked up at Ben while remaining on her knees. Ben stood and stroked his cock near her face. Julia knew what he was going to do and braced herself. Ben grunted as he shot into young Julia's pretty face. Julia kept her eyes shut even after the cum stopped spraying on her face. She felt someone hand her a towel and she gratefully used it to wipe herself off. When she opened her eyes, she saw preppy guy smiling at her. When she turned and saw Ben walking away to the other room. When he returned, he handed her his ticket and a vinyl record. She looked at it, still naked and kneeling, and saw it was indeed signed by all of the band. She couldn't wait to see the look on her boyfriend's face. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.